We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, noble viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur, Sealink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongolsh. In Dakun Uls Province, Channel 8 on Dakun Broadcasting System. In Shaw, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hortush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the First Lady of Australia devotedly helps children in need. In humanitarian news, Qatar volunteers distribute water and supplies to help workers deal with the heat. In animal welfare news, Tibetan leader appeals for wildlife protection. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 15th, several countries celebrate national holidays. It is the Republic of the Congo's Independence Day, observing its autonomy gained in 1960. Located in Western Africa between Gabon and Angola, the Republic of the Congo is the birthplace of award-winning novelist and chemistry professor, Dr. Emmanuel Dongala, and acclaimed poet and short story writer, Miss Marie Leontine Sabinda. August 15th is the National Day of Liechtenstein, a Central European country. It is the eve of the birthday of the late Prince Franz Joseph II of Liechtenstein. In addition, it is the feast of the Assumption of Mary, honoring the Blessed Virgin Mary's journey to heaven. Today is also North and South Korea's Independence Day, commemorating the regaining of their self-rule in 1945. United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites include South Korea's Jeju Volcanic Island and Lava Tubes and North Korea's Goguryeo Dynasty Tombs with brightly colored wall murals. May the citizens of the Republic of the Congo, Liechtenstein, North Korea and South Korea have splendid national holidays, blessed by heaven.
News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa or Taiwan. Typhoon Merakit struck Formosa on August 7 and 8, triggering severe floods and landslides. At least 108 lives have been lost, over 10,000 evacuated, and hundreds remain unaccounted for as entire villages were destroyed, mostly in the worst hit Kaohsiung County.
Many roads and bridges were swept away, stranding thousands in places like remote mountain villages, which have become only accessible by air. The 34,000 Formosan or Taiwanese troops originally deployed for rescue operations have been joined by 4,000 more. Their efforts have thus far resulted in the airlifting of 14,000 residents to safety, including 1,000 from three villages that had been completely buried by landslides. Foreign aid requested by President Ma Ying-jeou has also begun to arrive, including donations from China, Japan, Singapore, and the United States.
Upon hearing of this tragedy, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated an initial $30,000 and stated that more funds are available as needed for our Formosan Association members to go help, while sending her condolences and love. A relief team was quickly formed and set out for the most affected areas, with members contributing their own funds for travel.
One group in our association's relief team set up a veg food supply station, where 4,000 veg lunch meals and 6,000 veg dinners were cooked for the victims, soldiers, and relief workers on the first day.
When the Puzi River later burst its banks and the Chaiyi County Social Affairs Department appealed to our association for help, relief team members prepared thousands of food supply packages along with the informative SOS flyers about the tolls of global warming. Another team has been working to reach isolated areas and is currently bringing wounded victims out of afflicted mountain regions using a four-wheel drive vehicle. Our thankfulness for Formosan officials and rescue workers for your tireless efforts in saving countless lives. We are also truly grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's comfort and security to the most affected. Our prayers for the smooth recovery of the distressed villagers' productive daily lives, and that our earth may soon stabilize through our greater consideration and care. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu protection with a healthy vegan diet. Globally, the official tally of swine flu cases has reached 226,065, with 2,004 fatalities in 168 countries and territories. However, these numbers are considered by experts to be but a fraction of the total, with Peru's recent report that 7 members of the Amazonian Matsigenka tribe tested positive for swine flu, alarm is being raised that the flu will reach other remote areas with extremely limited health services. Israel, India, and the Australian states of Queensland and New South Wales have just reported new fatalities. Australia has seen 4 times the number of people visiting hospital emergency rooms than during a typical flu season.
Recent announcements from the World Health Organization, the UK's National Health Service, and the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention all highlight projections that swine flu levels within the next few months will fill hospitals to overcapacity, while the number of vaccines produced will be insufficient to meet the needs of the global population. Others have raised ethical concerns that the vaccines are made through inhumane practices involving infecting and killing monkeys with their body parts used in the vaccines.
Supreme Master Television spoke with author and raw food chef Paul Nissen to learn of natural approaches to protect against disease, including the swine flu. Mr. Nissen was able to avoid surgery and has obtained relief from symptoms of Crohn's disease by switching from a meat and dairy-laden diet to pure, raw, vegan fare. He has since assisted people worldwide in overcoming viral infections through this healthy approach to eating.
We have to eat the fruits and the vegetables and get away from the processed food. On top of that, you add the chlorophyll-rich green juices, like the wheatgrass, you know, to get the oxygen back in the body, the E3 Live, the algaes. Those really help tremendously. And basically essential oils to help build the body up, natural herbs. Just maintenance, being on a good diet to help them avoid getting sick again. And I see people every day of my life that make the right choices and overcome these incurable diseases.
Our thanks and shared enthusiasm, Mr. Nissen, for your immune-boosting diet suggestions. With sorrow for those afflicted and our concern for potentially inadequate treatment, we pray for everyone's protection at this time of pandemic and other intractable diseases, wishing true and lasting refuge for all in the vitalizing and virtuous organic vegan way of life.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
European Union extends sanctions after the sentencing of Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, calling the trial outcome of Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi unjustified. The European Union is freezing assets and banning investments of at least 60 companies supported by the military government of Myanmar, also known as Burma. In addition, judiciary members responsible for extending Dr. Suu Kyi's sentence are also being banned from obtaining travel visas to the European Union. Meanwhile, the European Union has urged for her unconditional release. The firm stance of the European Union toward Myanmar is evident in these new measures. May you be protected and well, Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi.
Honorees conferred with 2009 U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom. On Wednesday, 16 individuals were recognized with the nation's highest civilian honor for their exemplary contributions to the country, world peace, and other significant ideals. The honorees were presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom at the U.S. White House by President Barack Obama.
Among this year's awardees were vegetarian tennis legend Billie Jean King, renowned physicist Stephen Hawking, civil rights leader Reverend Joseph Lowry, first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and first African-American Academy Award-winning actor Sidney Poitier, former Irish President Mary Robinson, and South Africa's Archbishop Desmond Tutu were also awarded, while the late congressmen Jack Kemp and Harvey Milk were commemorated posthumously. Dr. Joseph Medicine Crow, U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy, Nancy Brinker, Cheetah Rivera, Pedro Jose Greer Jr., Janet Davidson Rowley, and Muhammad Yunus were all honored this year as well. President Obama said,
"They remind us that we each have it within our powers to fulfill dreams, to advance the dreams of others, and to remake the world for our children."
Thank you, Mr. President, and a hearty congratulations all recipients of the 2009 Presidential Medal of Freedom for your outstanding achievements that help uplift our world. May your talented endeavors continue to shine as beacons of inspiration and hope for all.
Macau has new chief executive. Following his win of a vote by the 300-member Electoral College Committee, Fernando Chui Sai was formally appointed earlier this week as new chief executive of the Macau Special Administrative Region. During his five-year term that begins in December, chief executive-elect Chui has pledged to diversify Macau's economy from gambling, as well as promote government transparency. Our respectful congratulations, chief executive-elect Chui, on your new office. Wishing you fulfillment and success in serving the highest goals of fellow citizens of Macau.
The session in Germany and France officially over. A second quarter rise in purchases, construction and net trade is being credited for the growth that is signaling recovery in Germany, one of Europe's largest economies. Similarly in France, another European economic leader, a return to growth was seen in the second quarter, as reported by French Economy Minister Christine Lagarde. Our respectful accolades, governments and citizens of France and Germany, for this promising trend, wishing continued expansion and economic stability for the flourishing of all in Europe and throughout the world.
Save our planet. algae bloom tides, product of global warming and animal agriculture. Increasingly, since the 1970s, the Brittany region in the northwest of France has experienced the phenomenon of green tides, in which huge quantities of chlorophytous algae remain suspended in the water. The algae has not only caused beaches to close and affected tourism, it also emits the toxic and lethal hydrogen sulfide as it dries.
Experts say the algae has appeared in Brittany's water due to global warming, which creates conditions for new species to flourish, as well as animal agriculture, which pollutes the waters with phosphorus and nitrogen, causing the algae into further bloom. Mr. Jean-François Picot, a spokesman for the Water and River of Brittany Association, is recommending the avoidance of these concentrated animal operations.
Thank you, scientists, Mr. Picot and Water and Rivers of Brittany Association, for your insights and suggestions. Let us all do our part by making organic vegan choices at every meal to return Brittany to her long-admired beauty and our ecosphere to balance and harmony.
Always working to better the quality of life on Earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai again emphasized the need to adopt a plant-based lifestyle during a July 2008 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff.
If people are well informed on time, they can take measures against calamity by heeding wise counsel and react according to correct advice. Things can always change overnight if people turn and walk in the right direction. We know meat eating, scientifically, physically speaking, is a major cause of our planet's destructive direction. Then we must turn around and walk in the opposite direction. The opposite of meat diet is a vegetarian, compassionate diet. All the animal product or the killing of men or animal must be stopped if we want to stop the climate change. Stop killing and global warming will stop immediately because we turn in that other direction.
Save our planet. Shrinking glaciers in Pacific Northwest. A study by the U.S. Geological Survey, or USGS, involving three glaciers, two in Alaska and one in Washington State, found that they are losing mass at an ever faster pace. These findings are based on data collected over a more than 50-year period in what is thought to be one of the longest studies of its kind. Dr. Edward Josberger with the USGS Water Science Center in Washington stated that the impact could be severe for both humans and the environment. Our sincere thanks, Dr. Josberger and the U.S. Geological Survey scientists, for alerting us to yet another reflection of the perilous state of our globe. Let us act now to preserve the vital natural cycles of our Earth.
Save our planet. China pledges to control greenhouse gas emissions. In efforts to reduce global warming effects as well as to improve the nation's environmental and economic health, Chinese cabinet members have vowed to prioritize the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions as part of her national development plans. In a meeting chaired by Chinese Premier Wang Xiaobao, the cabinet also called for the development of low-carbon industry, construction and transportation. Zhang Qizhong, a climate change policy expert at Beijing's Energy Research Institute, said, "This shows climate policy issues are now a central part of the national strategy." Our accolades, China, for your commitment to mitigating climate change. Wishing your eco-initiatives abundant green success for the health of the Chinese people and the environment.
Save our planet. In San Diego, California, a group of youth called the Sandy Lego Beach Bots won a Compassionate Kids Award from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals for Teens, or PETA, for their message to the world, also spread through their website, about the eco-harms of consuming meat and that being veg is the planet-cooling answer.
Save our planet. UK researchers at Queen University develop a small device to be used in European Space Agency missions that measure the Earth's thermal emissions to provide better weather forecasts and understanding of climate change.
Save our planet. To boost food security, Singapore has established a new program with additional land set aside for farming and funds allocated to help farmers and the industry prosper.
I'm Molly the Moose with a tip for your home. I'm vegan, by the way. To make more storage space in your bathroom, you might want to try some of these ideas. If you have a pedestal sink, you can put a fabric skirt around it, creating a place for cleaning supplies. In addition, a hanging shoe organizer on the bathroom door could store extra bottles of shampoo or kids' tub toys. There are so many possibilities. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now let's see the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the First Lady of Australia helps children in need. First Lady Therese Rain, wife of Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, is to be a spokesperson for Australia's National Association for Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect. The title of National Children's Champion has been presented the First Lady by the group. First Lady Rain said, "The mark of a healthy society, I believe, and a healthy community, is how it cherishes its little ones, how it puts them first, how it protects them." First Lady Rain is also a supporter of People with Disabilities Australia and the Indigenous Literacy Project. Our respectful appreciation, First Lady Therese Rain, and heaven bless your devotion to your young citizens. May the upcoming generation see a tomorrow filled with security, joy, and peace.
In humanitarian news, Qatar volunteers distribute basic supplies to workers. Qatar Living volunteer group members have given water, caps, t-shirts and wet towels to help protect about 1,300 outdoor employees in Doha, the capital city, from the heat. Another gifting of needed items is scheduled to take place before Ramadan, which begins on August 21st. Our sincere thanks, Qatar Living volunteer group, for your sharing endeavor. May all children of Allah thrive in comfort and plenitude. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a Tibet leader calls for wildlife protection. We'll take a brisk walk and be right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more good news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benefiting news for a progressive world. In animal welfare news, Tibetan leader urges protection of wildlife. His Holiness the 17th Gilwa Kamapa Ogen Chile Doje has stated that Buddhism advocates not causing harm to any other being, including animals. His Holiness spoke at an event which was part of the Tibetan Conservation Awareness Campaign, TCAC, designed to promote eco-consciousness among Tibetans. The TCAC has visited many Tibetan settlements, schools, and monasteries in India and Nepal to share the message of compassion towards animals. Our earnest gratitude is Holiness the 17th Gilwa Kamapa Ogen Chile Doje and Tibetan Conservation Awareness Campaign for your work of goodness. May people of all faiths adopt a cruelty-free vegan diet for a bright and benevolent planet.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Bulgarian entitled Tree Conversation.
Две дървета в една гора си говорили. Първото казало: "Я виж, майката природа идва." А второто отвърнало: "Изглежда заета."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
저는 스프링마스터 웹사이트를 좋아하는데요. Supreme Master Television이 사랑과 평화, 그리고 인류의 미래를 함께 걱정하는 모습을 보여주어서 너무 좋습니다. 한국 서울에서 김입니다.
Loving Kim, thank you for your caring thoughts. May a golden future await us. Through adopting the vegan diet with God's grace, it is very possible. Please encourage more and more of your open-hearted Korean co-citizens to take the plant-based path to a sustainable planet. With heaven's blessings to you and your cherished ones.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much enjoy your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May boundless grace be bestowed upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton meets Nigeria's President Umaru Yar Adua, then goes on to Liberia where she meets with President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in visits to further relations and offer support for both leaders' initiatives of peace.
Alexandria, Egypt hosts the Arab Music Festival featuring singers from Morocco, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Egypt and presenting a variety of musical styles.
An international team of medical scientists led by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds that a high intake of whole plant-based foods along with reduced meat consumption minimizes the risk of chronic diseases.
The United Arab Emirates or UAE Embassy in Sri Lanka distributes dates from the Red Crescent Authority as part of annual donations to 22 countries ahead of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan.
Australia allocates $7.9 million for programs to preserve 100 indigenous Australian languages.
Following Typhoon Morakot, Animal Rescue Team Taiwan creates a website that alerts the public of canines arriving in shelters to assist in the reunion of dogs and their human caregivers.
Iraq's Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari and Turkish Foreign and Trade Minister Ahmet Davutoglu meet to discuss increased trade cooperation between their countries.
U.S. billionaire George Soros, chairman of the Open Society Institute, donates $35 million to provide school supplies and clothing to the less fortunate families in New York, USA. For his caring generosity, Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Mr. George Soros with the Shining World Compassion Award.
The Sziget Festival in Budapest, Hungary, one of the largest in Europe, is launched with a 10-hour concert honoring human rights and equality.
Qatar's Red Crescent Society has begun construction of a housing project that will rebuild homes across 10 villages in Yemen that had been destroyed by floods last year.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.